talking about work as we do every Thursday here on The Takeaway. Today we're looking at the lengths Americans are willing to go to find that new job. Literally, almost 20% of all people, that's one in five, who found new jobs in July had to relocate in order to do so. That's double the number of people who had to pack up and move for a job just last year. Well, Beth Kobliner, our finance contributor, has been watching this number climb, and she joins me in the studio right now. Also, Jeff Gilbert is with us. He spent over two decades working in the automotive supply business. Last fall, he moved from the Detroit area to the Cincinnati area to take a new job in an entirely new career for a commercial manufacturing company. We're going to get his story too. Beth, thanks for being here. How many people are relocating? The number is, the percentage is doubled, but how many people are we talking about?
Last year it was 1.7 million, and by all indications it'll be higher for 2009. It's an interesting story, though, because at the beginning of 2008, the onset of the recession, the percentage of people relocating was actually at an all-time low, 25-year low. And people were losing jobs, but they were being held hostage by their homes. They couldn't move. They were unable to sell at a decent price or really, you know, get out of that house. So the news is now that people are, it's starting to turn around and people are beginning to uproot their families and move across the country for a job.
So the moving industry, the van lines, and they must be going nuts with business.
Well, the average cost for a cross-country move for a family is $6,500. So certainly that's an industry that's going to benefit.
Is this the people who are moving, are these people who were fired off of their jobs or laid off because of the economic downturn for the most part? Or are people making a choice to move in a way that they weren't before?
Right. It's people who have lost their jobs. Look, you know, the statistics are kind of complicated because it seems like when the recession, at the height of recessions, actually people are less likely to move. But as the recession sort of slows down, as it's speeding to indicate that they're doing, people think, okay, I'm ready to take a risk, or I'm desperate, I have to take a risk, and I'll take a loss on my house, and I'll sell and move across country.
A sign of, maybe a sign of desperation, or certainly a sign of willing to go further,
right,
to get that good paying
job. Or possibly
job.
Optimism. You know, people,
right,
taking a risk is something like, okay, I'm going to go. You know, we're seeing people move from their, you know, leave their families now and go across the country and have their, you know, send the paycheck back. So it's a whole new ballgame.
All right, Jeff Gilbert, over there in the Cincinnati area, you just moved from Detroit for your new job after 20 years. What was it for you, desperation or optimism?
I would say it was more optimistic. We were looking forward to leaving an industry that was struggling, and I was able to obtain a position outside the automotive industry that allowed me to look forward to a better future, I thought.
And what about this average cost of $6,500? How much did you have to shell out for your move?
Well, I had some assistance from the company that I moved with, but I would say that we spent more than $10,000 for the move.
More than $10,000.
Yeah.
Beth Kobliner, he spent more than $10,000, even though he had help from the company. Is it common these days, as companies are cutting back, for them still to pay relocating costs?
Not as much. You know, obviously, Jeff was a needed and desired worker, but a lot of times now companies are cutting back. What they are doing, 40% of companies are saying that they will make up the difference between the price for what you paid for your home versus what you sold it for. So that's something to ask for.
That's a huge incentive in this market.
Yeah. Once you're offered the job, that's something to ask for.
Yeah, definitely something to ask for. Do you have any sense of how many companies are doing that?
It's 40% in a poll of about 250 large companies. So it's something that's out there. It's clearly needed. And if a company wants you badly enough, that's something that they may consider.
Jeff, did you get any house help?
I had some assistance with, I'll say, typical closing costs, but relative to any loss we incurred on the home, that was borne by my wife and myself.
That was all on you. Well, I want to. You mentioned your wife, and I want to ask you about your family. Every single move like this, every decision has implications for the kids and for school, for leaving your friends and trying to get new ones. How has it been on the family, and how are the kids adjusting?
It's been, I would say it's probably been harder on them than me. They're doing well in adjusting. My kids are both in high school. And they've been active in high school, and that's very much contributed to their ability to successfully move into the new area.
I'm curious if you encountered a large cultural change between the Detroit area and the Cincinnati area. I moved as a kid from a big city to a suburban area, and it was a culture shock.
We lived in the suburban Detroit area, and we're in the suburban Cincinnati area, so it's not been as bad. suburbs. From a cultural perspective, it's still very much Midwest values.
Suburbs is suburbs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Great. Well, that's some consolation. You know, Midwest to Midwest or West to West, it doesn't have to be a major culture shock, Beth.
That's right. I'm hearing people move from big cities to smaller towns. You know, college towns right now are really popular. And one of the reasons is they had an experience, the booms, of the economic booms, and they haven't gotten that bust yet either. So cities like, you know, Iowa City and Manhattan, Kansas, and Madison, Wisconsin, those have much lower unemployment rates than the national average.
These are all the college towns?
College towns.
What's behind that?
It's the fact that, you know, that's a business. It's sort of a business that's always there, and they're always going to have to sell coffee to students. And, you know, you sort of assume that's a sort of stable industry within the college town. At least that's part of the reason. And also these are places in the Midwest which haven't been hurt as in most areas as hard. So I think it's the college towns. It's also areas with aging populations, rural, older populations like Bismarck, North Dakota, Lincoln, Nebraska, where, first of all, they're desperate for healthcare workers. They need healthcare workers. And
aging population.
Yeah. There are more jobs for younger people. So there are places, you know, for a native New Yorker like myself, Bismarck, North Dakota, I don't know where that is. You know, couldn't find it on a map. But for so many people, these are really interesting alternatives that more and more are becoming a reality.
Jeff, real quick, Beth Koblenner, a native New Yorker, would not have considered moving to Bismarck, North Dakota. As a suburbanite, a Midwestern suburbanite, would you have considered moving to Brooklyn given the chance?
I actually looked at a job in Korea, so I was looking anywhere and anywhere, everywhere.
So you could have moved to Korea or you could have moved to a foreign country like New York City.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff Gilbert from outside the Cincinnati area in Indiana moved after 20 years at his job. He's an automotive supply in the automotive supply commercial manufacturing business. And, of course, Beth Koblenner, personal finance expert and Takeaway's finance contributor, joining me in the studio to talk about moving and the growing trend in moving.